Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring back one of our great friends, Gail Goodman, a longtime, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the CEO of Constant Contact. She's got a new book out called Engagement Marketing. And she is has been a good friend of ours for a long time. So long that I was introducing you to her when Constant Contact was called Roving. And I don't know if she still likes me to tell that story, but I still like talking about it. Gail Goodman, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations on the great success. When you and I were first started talking all those years ago, you had 3 or 4 dozen employees. Now you got 1,000 employees. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's fantastic.
You know, whenever I hear about, as a business owner, whenever I hear about somebody growing and getting to a certain size, a lot of people think, wow, they must be making a lot of money. And my thought is, wow, I hate to see their payroll on Friday.
Both are true.
Yeah, exactly. That's the difference in somebody who makes a payroll and somebody who doesn't. Hey, listen, one of the things that small business owners have always been good at is building relationships with customers. And we didn't call it engagement historically, but we always have been engaged with our customers because we're really close to them. We're out here on Main Street where the rubber meets the road. We're really, really close to our customers. But today, we've got to be a little more intentional and a little more technical and a little more sophisticated about engagement, don't we?
Just a little bit more technical. I'm not sure I'm going with a little bit more sophisticated.
All right.
I don't want anyone getting scared out.
No, we're not going to scare them.
The big news is there's a new way to market, and small businesses already know how. Engage your customers. But you do need to take that engagement online. That's the technical part.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to be authentic. You don't need to get all stuffy about your tone. You need to be authentic.
Don't change who you are. Just add a couple of new tools.
Don't change who you are. Just change where you are.
Okay. Tell us what that means.
Well, small businesses know that the best source of new customers is word-of-mouth referrals. When you take the conversation with your customer online, you, especially on social media, you let your customers' social networks, their friends, colleagues, family, eavesdrop on the conversation. And that brings you more word of mouth. People hear about you mm-hmm. because their colleagues are interacting with you with a positive implied endorsement from that.
This user-generated content is very powerful, isn't it?
It's very powerful, but you've got to kickstart it. You've got to start the engagement.
All right, so tell us how to get started.
Well, the first thing you have to do is they won't engage with you on Facebook if they're not connected to you on Facebook. So you've actually got to ask them to join you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's often the hardest part
that is,
for a small
yeah,
business.
That's not easy for a small business. And I've been telling them this, Gail. I've been saying this on my show. Folks, you have to ask. You have to get the grit to ask them to like you, to tell other people about you. I tell them,
join your mailing list.
Yeah.
I'd often, the easiest thing to do is get an email out of them, then use the email to drive them to Facebook.
Right.
The secret is, I think, to really feel confident that if when they join you, when they give you an email address, when they join you on Facebook, that something is going to happen there that's interesting to them.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to follow, you know, to like you on Facebook to see promotions. Think about, for your business, what you can do to engage people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a business-to-business consultant, what kinds of tips are you going to share on Facebook? So like us on Facebook to get a tip of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Or to get our monthly white paper.
And what you're describing, Gail, is relevance, not competitiveness.
It's relevance and
relevance,
value.
Relevance trumps competitiveness in this new world of engagement you're talking about, doesn't it?
Absolutely does.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. The book is called Engagement Marketing. The author is Gail Goodman. She's the CEO of Constant Contact. They're that's one of the resources that we use here for a long, long time. And we're going to take a quick break. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise we'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.